Rummel.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by the 15th annual Rocky Mountain International Audio Fest. The event features the latest home stereo systems in 160 exhibit spaces, representing more than 400 companies, taking place October 5th through the 7th at the Denver Marriott Tech Center. More information and registration at audiofest.net.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener members, and by Boulder Food Rescue, a local nonprofit organization whose goal is to create a more just and less wasteful food system. They facilitate the sustainable redistribution of healthy food to agencies who serve homeless and low-income individuals. Their sixth annual fundraiser takes place on Friday, September 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center. Tickets and more information can be found at BoulderFoodRescue.org.
I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into part four of our series on food rags. Rags that have certain references to food in the titles, sometimes on purpose, sometimes just in order to make, give a tune a label, I guess. I'm calling this section Leftovers because it's just kind of a jumble of things that wouldn't fit anywhere else. So let's just get started right away. Get started with Arthur Marshall, one of the better-known ragtime composers of the early days. In 1908, he wrote a piece called The Pippin Rag. Pippin, of course, is a small apple. And so here to bring us that is Jeff Barnhart.
Thank you.
nice version there by Jeff Barnhart of the Pippin Rag. Very stately. I like that one a lot. Well, we just did the Pippin, which has to do with an apple. How about another one that has to do with apples? In this case, crab apples. Percy Wenrich wrote it in 1908, and Trevor Tichenor's going to play it. Trevor Tichenor on the piano there, Crab Apples from 1908. Well, we got two tunes back-to-back here by Fats Waller. And so we're just going to play them back-to-back. We'll start with one from 1944 called Rump Steak Serenade. That'll feature Paris Washboard. And we'll follow that by Soothin' Syrup Stomp, as played by John Gill. But first, I need to tell you that we're going to have a ticket giveaway at this point in the program, and it is for the Hank Williams Birthday Bash with Jake Penrod and Leslie Tom. Now, the venue is at the High Dive, and I'm embarrassed, but I do not know where the High Dive is located. So if you want to go there, you're going to have to figure out where it is. The date is September 23rd, and doors open at 7 p.m. Show is at 8 p.m., and it says here, come celebrate the life of one of the greatest country singers ever to do it. Jake Penrod is an up-and-coming name in the country music scene. Leslie Tom is an artist who is remarkably original and also makes you feel familiar with her songs all at once. Surely not a night to miss for any Hank Williams or country music fan. This is a pair of tickets, and let's see. Doesn't say if... Well, I guess I don't know if... Oh, here we are. Guest, you'll be on the guest list at the door. So you'll pick up your ticket at the venue. And so once again, I'll go over this again. The date is September 23rd. The show is Hank Williams' Birthday Bash. The location is High Dive. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Celebrate the music of Hank Williams. And the number to call right now, if you are interested in getting these tickets, and of course we certainly suggest that you be a KGNU listener member, so please call the studio number, which is 303-442-4242. After the music starts, please. Don't call until the music starts. 303-442-4242. After the music starts, for the third caller, please. And we'll start with, let's see, Rump Steak Serenade, and follow that by Soothin' Syrup Stomp.
Thank you.
Oh, the late, great John Gill from Australia and Soothing Syrup Stomp. Right before that, we heard Rump Steak Serenade by Paris Washboard, both of those written by Fats Waller. Moving on now, we come to a piece that we hear frequently because it's been recorded by a lot of folks. It's called Pickles and Peppers, written by Adeline Shepherd in 1906. And we have a jazz band version tonight by Turk Murphy and his jazz band off of an old piece of vinyl called The Many Faces of Ragtime. Kirk Murphy Jazz Band and Pickles and Peppers by Adeline Shepherd. She wrote that in 1906, but in 1908, that became the campaign theme song for William Jennings Bryan in his campaign for the presidency that year. Moving on now, we come to Lucky Roberts. Actually, we've got two by Lucky Roberts in a row here. But we'll separate them. The first one is called Pork and Beans, written in 1913. And we have a brass quintet to bring us that one. This is the Avatar Brass Quintet. ¶¶ Pork and Beans by Lucky Roberts, the Avatar Brass Quintet. Well, this comes a little later in Roberts' career, 1922. It's a piece called Molasses, M-O-apostrophe-L-A-S-S-E-S, Molasses. And here is Adam Swanson.
Thank you.
Boy, great performance there by Adam Swanson and Molasses by Lucky Roberts. Well, before we go on, a quick announcement. On Friday, September 21st, at the Greeley Country Club, you will hear the Brothers Reichenbach with the Dana Landry Trio. Kurt Reichenbach is a singer. Bill Reichenbach is a trombonist. Both of them come from Los Angeles and have impressive bios. The Dana Landry Trio is Landry on piano, Eric Applegate on bass, and Ryan Lepich on drums. So it sounds like a great evening. Friday, September 21st at the Greeley Country Club, 4500 West 10th Street in Greeley. You can go early at 6 for a buffet, a prime rib buffet. The music starts at 7:30. We'll need reservations, though, so reservations, the number to call is 970-353-2267. The Brothers Reichenbach and the Dana Landry Trio. All right, let's keep moving here. Tune written in 1918 by Frank Banta. It's called Raspberries. That's spelled R-A-Z-Z, berries, raspberries. And here is a piano roll that was pumped by Dick Zimmerman. Short and sweet, that was Raspberries by Frank Banta. That was a Dick Zimmerman. Well, he didn't cut that roll, but he pumped it and recorded it. Okay, moving on now. We come to a tune from 1912. How about some grapes? Although these may not really be your cup of tea here, because the title is Sour Grapes. Maybe that's where the phrase sour grapes comes from. Anyway, Will Morrison is the composer, and Bill Edwards is the pianist. This might be a good time to just say that I've drawn heavily from three collections of food rags that were put out, and so we've had entries from all three of these collections in all four of our segments. The first one is the piano roll collection that you heard by Dick Zimmerman called A Ragtime Repast. You're about to hear Professor Bill Edwards from his collection called Whipped Cream Rag and Other Syncopated Delights. And we'll be hearing shortly from Meg Graff from her collection called eaten time. And all three are filled full of food rags. Okay, let's get on to Bill Edwards and Sour Grapes. Sour Grapes. Will Morrison wrote it. That was Bill Edwards playing it. Well, let's move on to a more recent composition. This one from 1990, written by Brian Keenan, who went to the University of Colorado School of Music here and was an avid participant in our Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festivals, now lives outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And here is a tune he wrote in 1990 called The Blue Cheese Rag. And to play it for us is kind of a newcomer to the ragtime scene. His name is Brandon Byrne.
Thank you.
Blue Cheese Rag. Brian Keenan wrote it, and Brandon Byrne just played it for us. Keeping with the cheese theme, here's one by Homer Denny, the composer from St. Louis who played on the steamboats on the Calliope. In 1909, he wrote Cheese and Crackers. And here is a St. Louis man to play it for us, John Hancock. Cheese and Crackers, that was a quickie. John Hancock at the piano there. Well, how about some peanuts? Either as part of the dinner or as something to snack on beforehand. From 1911, a piece called Peanuts, a Nutty Rag. The composer is Ethel Ernest, whom we thought was a pseudonym for Charles L. Johnson for years and years, until Bill Edwards discovered that Ethel Ernest really existed. Here to play it is Sue Keller. Thank you. Sue Keller on piano, and Peanuts, A Nutty Rag. Well, moving quickly because we're running out of time, here's Dave Majak to play a piece from 1911 by Al Marzian called Angel Food Rag. Can really pound that piano, can't he? Dave Majak, Angel Food Rag. Moving right along, here's a nice one to kind of end your dinner with. It's called The Candy, written in 1909 by Clarence Jones. And here is Meg Graff from her CD called Eatin' Time. Thank you. Meg Graff has brought us The Candy from 1909. Well, let's go out with Joseph Lamb's Champagne Rag, a great way to end this four-part series on food rags. I hope you've enjoyed the series as much as I've enjoyed putting it together, and that you'll tune in for another ragtime session on another Thursday evening. Here is Patrick Gogarty to take us out with Champagne Rag.
O'clock on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is The Swing Shift with George C. Welcome. Many thanks to Jack for an excellent ragtime show, as always. Please stay tuned. Thanks for listening. KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
the dish they call love. Hey, waiter, please pardon my glove. It's like caviar, a chocolate bar, something which will help us hitch our dream to a star. Did all the people near and far get hep to it yet? The fishes in the stream get on the beam the way we're doing. Caterpillars glow when lights are low in their cocooing. Does everyone know about this? Or have they been slow about this? Discovering your kiss was better than Chris Columbus when he landed in each history book. Look, everyone should absolutely know about this. The way we're doing. Caterpillars glow when lights are low and they're cuckooing. Does everyone know about this? Or have they been slow about this? Discovering your kiss was better than Chris Columbus when he landed in each history book. Look, everyone should absolutely know about this.
Support comes from Grand Doozy, happening Friday, September 14th through Sunday, September 16th. Grand Doozy will feature 60 musical performances, including Florence and the Machine, Miguel, Stevie Wonder, and Young and the Giant. The Grand Doozy Festival will also include food, craft beer, vendors, and more. That's Grand Doozy, September 14th, 15th, and 16th at Overland Park Golf Course. Tickets and information available at granddoozy.com.
The KGNU and Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back with another one on October 13th, and it lands during KGNU's Fall Fun Drive. This quarter, we will be celebrating electronic music, beats, noise, and overall weird